have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown.
And this is The Science Show on ABC Radio National and online at abc.net.au/rn. Coming from Chicago in the meeting of the AAAS, which also publishes the leading journal Science, in which this week is a major article debunking the proposition that the collapse in fish stocks worldwide should be blamed on whales, a case of creative biological politics perpetrated by the whaling nations. The lead author of the paper is Leah Gerber from Arizona State University.
The regions where we focus this research also include significantly depleted stocks. And recently in those areas, one of the assertions that has been put forward is that it's not over-harvesting, but rather whale consumption that is responsible for this depletion.
Ever since we stopped killing so many whales, the numbers of whales have gone up, and some people are suggesting that they are the ones who are eating the fish stocks.
Roughly, it is the case, although there are many stocks of whales that have increased in abundance since the moratorium on commercial whaling. There are several populations of whales globally that are still highly endangered. So I don't think that even the argument that whales have recovered is a general conclusion. But nonetheless, this is, yes, the argument.
Okay, well, I know that the Japanese, who are representing the whalers, are saying this, but are any scientists, any credible scientists, saying that whale numbers have not gone up to the point where they could be the ones causing the depletion in fish stocks?
I'm not aware of any published evidence for that assertion, although there is some gray literature that has been put forward by the Japanese that promotes this assertion, but no, as far as I know, none of that has been peer-reviewed and put out in the literature.
Okay, so where have you done your studies?
We focused on tropical breeding areas, including the Caribbean ecosystem and the Northwest African ecosystem.
And what did you find?
Well, after going through this process of developing these models, working in collaboration with a lot of local scientists to both make sure we have the best data and also disseminate our results, for a wide range of assumptions about fish biomass, whale feeding rates, and several other parameters within the ecosystem, removing whales or culling whales led to no increase in the biomass of commercially available fish stocks. And in fact, we weren't particularly surprised by this finding because we didn't expect to see that this was a problem because these tropical breeding areas are not where they feed typically or where they're not known to feed, at least the migratory baleen whales.
But sorry, baleen whales don't eat fish, do they? Filterers, aren't they?
Baleen whales eat small zooplankton and small fish, depending on the species. So that is a really important point, that this assertion that whales deplete fish needs to be considered in ecosystem context because the fish that humans consume are generally higher on the food web. We like big fish, whereas whales like little fish. So those indirect effects must be taken into account in how we construct our ecosystem models. It's not a simple, you remove whales and the fish increase, because there are interactions between species and the web.
What does that tell you of the way that the Japanese so-called scientific whaling is going about its business?
I feel that questions regarding how to manage and conserve whales should be based on the best scientific data that's available rather than someone's political agenda or ideology.
Dr. Leah Gerber from Arizona State University in Phoenix, a lead author of the paper on whales and fish stocks in the journal Science this week. And my thanks to Dr. Gerber for interrupting her birth contractions to record that interview.